Look at you. You've come so far on your journey, Omega. You didn't even realize you started scenting the air because Alpha has had a bit of a scent change, did you? Do you know why Alpha's scent is changing? Alpha's about to enter her ruts. I'm sure you remember what that was like back when you still had your knots. Of course, Alpha did what any good leader would do and turned you into an Omega, where you properly belong. It took a little bit of time, but you're happier like this, aren't you? Yeah, that's right. Alpha was just fixing a simple mistake that nature made. That's all. You're much happier as a mated Omega than you ever were as a single Alpha, aren't you? Listen to you, answering so honestly. I remember how you didn't think you would like it at first. We're so against the concept of being turned into an Omega. I'm willing to bet if the Alpha version of yourself met the current version, you would be completely unrecognizable, right? Oh, yes. Happily snuggling with your Alpha as you continue to scent my neck. Breathe in as much as you need, bitch. I'm not going to stop you. You don't know what that smell is coming from me, but you certainly can't get enough of it, can you, Omega? It's because of the mating mark on your neck. Your body is responding to the fact that I'm in the beginning stages of ruts. By tomorrow, I'm going to be completely in it. Do you remember what that was like at all, or have you been so far, bitch, that you forget what a knot even feels like? Ruts are not nearly as bad as heats, if you recall. Then again, ruts are something of a distant memory for you, Omega. You found your place as the Pax Omega, haven't you? So beloved by the rest, you're cherished just as you should be. I would have only accepted the best for this position, and you certainly are it, my Omega. So sweet as you kiss me back, wrapping your arms around me, trying to bring me closer, as if we aren't close like this. The smell of your mate going into rut is starting to have an effect on your body, isn't it? You don't have to fight it, bitch. You're responding to the pheromones my body is starting to put out. Trying to find a nearby Omega that's fertile enough to breed. I'm sure you don't remember what it was like at this point. It's a bit wild that this was once what you were like. Alpha made the right call with you, Omega. This is where you were always meant to be. Underneath me, being a proper Omega, pleasing your Alpha. So cute as you feel my hand between us, sliding between the wet folds of your hole. Are you this wet for me, Omega? Can't help how your body responds to Alpha as you inhale more of my pheromones. Can feel the adrenaline start to pump, can't you? Oh, it gets harder to ignore the throbbing. If I didn't know any better, I might think you're in heat. Are you sure that you haven't synced up with me? Seems like your body is trying to show off what a fertile bitch you are. Trying to get you bred right now. Do you think we should try it? Yeah. Oh, you feel good around me. Doesn't matter how many times I fuck into you. It always feels as good as the first time. Tight heat engulfing every inch of my shaft. I start to find a pace. Alpha's rut pheromones have gotten to you, haven't they? Making your head feel kind of hazy. You've only been able to think about how good I smell for the past hour, huh? Typical not sluts. I'm so happy you blossomed into such a regular Omega instead of one of those headstrong ones. Not that I wouldn't have had fun breaking that spirit, but you're much more fun to play with when you're like this. Just as needy as me. You were waiting for someone to take you down a peg or two. Show you what you truthfully are, what you're deserving of. It feels so good to be reminded of your place. You were never meant to be an Alpha. That's far too much responsibility for you. It's better like this, as an Omega. All you have to worry about is looking good and taking what you're given. That's how you make Alpha happy, and you thrive at that, don't you? Yes, happily doing what you're told. You are always so naturally submissive, checking in on others, making sure that I was happy, regardless of your status of being Alpha. It's even more proof that this is where you were always supposed to be. On your back, legs spread far apart as Alpha fucks your needy pussy. So fucking wet for me. Your body knows exactly what Alpha needs. You're too good for me, Omega. Clenching. Clenching around me to make Alpha feel even better. Oh, so lucky that you're mine, not sluts. You wouldn't have looked right with any of the other Alphas in the pack. I don't think I would be too happy if I had to share you with any of them. You look best on my arm, not theirs. And that's my mark that you wear proudly on your neck. Alf was the one who turned you into the bitch you were always meant to be. Alf has freed you, allowed you to embrace your truth. No one else could ever top that, Omega. That's why you're mine. You will always come when I call, won't you? I love you so much, Omega. You're mine, forever and always. Can't even imagine doing this with anyone besides you. Alpha wants you and only you. You're the perfect not slut, moaning as you rock yourself against me. Your pussy continues to easily take whatever it's given, begging for more. Oh, fuck. You sound so fucking good. Keep it up. Keep going, my Omega. You're making Alpha so proud with how easily you take it. Making me feel so good without even trying. You wanna be Brent, don't you? Your body's already responding to the rut pheromones. Your brain is finally catching up. Feeling my cock thrust in and out of your pussy. It's so easy for you to lose your train of thought, to focus on the pleasure starting to build up inside you. Oh, that's a good Omega for Alpha. Yes, you are. You don't need to think when Alpha's here. Alpha will take care of you and give you exactly what you need, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you trust Alpha. You're my Omega. My mate. My entire fucking world. I love you more than words can say. I wouldn't trade you for the world. Don't even look at the other Omegas. Why would I? I have the best one waiting for me in bed. Oh, just look at you, moaning as you feel my cock deep inside, brushing against that special bundle of nerves. You're going to come on Alpha's knot, aren't you? Just like a good bitch should. Oh, fuck. I know you are. You're always so good for Alpha. Never disappoint me. So lucky to call you my bitch. No. Oh, fuck. I can't imagine if someone else had gotten to you first. They wouldn't have been able to handle you, Omega. You need someone like me, the leader, to take care of you. I'm going to breed you just like every Omega needs. Oh, yeah. That's all you really want, isn't it? Ever since you've been bitched, you felt a need to be bred. It's one of the instincts that come with being an Omega. And this is where you've always belonged. You never thought about when you were an Alpha, but now that you're an Omega with a mate, the only thing on your mind is being bred 24/7, isn't it? Oh, you feel so good. Your instincts make it this way. Your brain responds to the pheromones put out by your mates. Your body knows what it needs, Omega. Alpha plans to give it to you. Stranger things have happened than an Omega catching outside of heat. Who knows? You might be desperate enough for it that you're going to catch right away. Oh, I certainly hope so. I would love to read you before my rut even starts, outside your own heat. What a sign that would be, Omega. Proof to me that this is where you belong. It would solidify that this was the perfect position for you, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, listen to you. You sound like you're falling apart, struggling to keep it together. You're so close, but it's not enough. You need something more, a little extra. The only thing that's going to push you over the edge and make you come is my not reading your pussy, right? Oh, fuck right there. That's... Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fucking right, bitch. Look at you, taking it so fucking well. This is where you were always supposed to be. You weren't ever meant to be an alpha. You weren't meant to make decisions or have responsibility. You were always supposed to be an omega, taking cock and getting bread. You've never felt better, have you? Love you so much, Omega. You're such a perfect not slut, taking everything you're given with a smile on your face, asking for more, practically begging for it, feeling my knot get bigger inside you. You can't help but rock yourself even faster. And trying to make my knot pop quicker. Oh, that's it. Keep it up, Omega. Be a good knot slut and make Alpha come. I'm so fucking close. I know you can do it. I'm going to give you what you need. I'm going to breathe this tight pussy of yours, fill you until you're bursting with cum, just like every knot slut needs. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Oh, so fucking close. I can't. Come with me, Omega. You can do it. I know you want to. Be a good bitch and come on off as not. Fuck. You smell that? I certainly do. Not sure if we're even going to need my rut anymore, Omega. There's the slightest change to your scent. You've become sweeter smelling. Like someone added a little bit of sugar to your scent. That's a good sign. Maybe you've caught right away. We have been trying for the past couple of months. It would make sense that your body was just waiting for mine to go into rut so that you could become fertile again. You are chemically bonded with me. Your body responds to mine without you even being aware of it. You felt yourself being a bit more distracted today, didn't you? Because your body is preparing itself in anticipation. Though, that might be changing soon, my pretty bitch. Your body might start shifting you towards pregnancy. That is, if I was successful this time. That scent change is still lingering in the air. What do you think, Omega? Do you think you have finally gotten knocked up? I have a good feeling about it this time. Of course, We still have the entire length of my rut to get through. I'm sure it'll take a month or two before we actually know for sure. It'll be a fun game. What comes first? A pregnancy test or your heat? You did so good for me, Omega. I'm really proud of you. You took everything you were given so well. Even my knots. Can still feel you nursing it, trying to drain every last drop of cum out of me. You love how my knot feels, don't you? That's my good bitch. You're such a sweet knot slut for Alpha. Yes, you are. You're the only Omega that I want. I'm always going to pick you. You're my first choice every single time. I can't imagine my life without you. I wouldn't want it. You're the only person I need, Omega. I love you. It's okay. You're allowed to close your eyes if you want. You should probably rest up while you still can. I'm going to be inside you for at least another 30 minutes until my knot deflates. Considering how feral you were during your heat, I can only imagine my rut is going to be similar since this is my first one since being mated. Oh, it'll be okay, Omega. We'll get through it together. With you by my side, I know I can accomplish anything. You make me so proud every day. I'm so lucky that you're mine. I wouldn't have wanted anyone else to sink their teeth into you. They wouldn't know how to take care of you. It's not every day a former Alpha becomes such a domesticated Omega. So happy to be nursing my knots. You're probably on cloud nine, knowing that your scent changed, huh? It's okay, Omega. You can listen to your instincts. I know it's strange to have Omegan instincts when you used to have Alphan, but there's really nothing wrong with it. You're a mated pack Omega, remember? It'll be okay, my lovely bitch. You'll see. Alpha will take care of you. I can already imagine your belly slowly growing bigger every day. The pack is going to go nuts, knowing that you are with my child. What a privilege this is. I wouldn't have trusted anyone else with an honor this great. You're the only one I can trust, Omega. That's why I picked you to be my mate. There's no one else who can even compare to you. You're the most amazing person I've ever met. I will love you in this universe, and whatever comes afterwards. You're the only one I want. The only one that I will ever need. You're my Omega, and I'm your Alpha. I'll always take care of you. I'll always protect you. You're everything I've always wanted. Omega? You must have fallen asleep. How cute that my knot soothes you so much. You're fucking perfect, Omega. I don't know what I did to deserve you, but I'm so happy that you're mine. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.